Title: Keeping Sections Distinct for Dark Rollers Beginner. Alright, let's build a dark roller arrangement that actually feels like a track, not a never-ending 16-bar loop. Dark rollers live and die on momentum. The groove stays locked, the drums keep rolling, the bass keeps pulling you forward, but the listener still needs clear chapters. Intro, build, drop, switch, second drop, outro. Same identity, new information. Open Ableton Live, head into arrangement view, and let's set this up like a pro. First, set your tempo somewhere in the classic roller zone, 172 to 175 BPM. If you're not sure, pick 174 and move on. Don't lose the vibe by overthinking the number. Now add arrangement markers or locators for your main sections. Intro, build, drop A, break, drop B, outro. And here's a small mindset shift that makes a big difference. Think in 8-bar blocks. In drum and bass, most meaningful changes happen every 8 or 16 bars. If you can make something happen at those points, your track instantly feels more written. Quick grid tip: keep a 1-bar grid for placing sections, and switch to 1/16 when you're doing drum edits. That's basically your zoomed out versus zoomed in brain. Now step 1 is the anchor, your constant groove. This is the part that stays mostly the same across the whole track, so you never lose the roll. In a typical dark roller, your core is kick, snare on 2 and 4, driving hats or shakers, plus subtle ghosts that create motion. The anchor doesn't mean boring, it means consistent. Your listener needs something to hold onto while you evolve the layers around it. Group your drums in a way that makes arrangement easy. Make a drum group and inside it have separate tracks for kick, snare, hats, percussion, and a foley or noise layer. This is a huge beginner win, because when you want to change energy, you can do it by group instead of hunting through 10 tracks. On the drum group, drop an Ableton drum bus. Try drive around 5-15%. Boom, be careful. In DNB, too much boom gets muddy fast, so keep it subtle, like 0-20% max. If you want a little more bite, add a bit of transient emphasis, but don't turn it into a clicky mess. Here's the rule. Your anchor loop stays about 70% the same across the track, so if your sections feel too similar later, don't immediately rewrite the kick and snare. Change decoration first. That identity versus decoration idea is everything in rollers. Identity is usually the kick-snare relationship, the sub-pattern, and the main bass timbre. Decoration is tops, fills, ambience, ear candy, throws, and texture. If sections feel samey, swap decoration before you touch identity. Next, we're going to make section changes feel obvious using energy lanes. This is beginner-friendly, because instead of thinking how do I arrange like a genius, you pick a few knobs that control energy, and you automate them across sections. Let's set up a few returns. Return A is a short drum room. Use hybrid reverb, room algorithm, decay around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 20 milliseconds, and high pass the reverb, so it doesn't cloud your low end, somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz. Send small amounts from hats and snare. The goal is space without washing out the punch. Return bead is a long dark verb for atmosphere moments. Hybrid reverb again. Hall algorithm, decay maybe 3 to 7 seconds. High pass higher, like 400 to 800 Hz, and low pass the top, so it stays dark, around 6 to 10 kHz. This is for FX hits, vocal chops, and the occasional snare throw. If you put this on everything all the time, you'll lose impact. Think of it as a spotlight effect. Return C is delay throws. Use echo. Set time to 1/4 or 1/8. Feedback around 20 to 35%. Filter it with a high pass around 300 Hz and a low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. Then automate sends at phrase ends, like bar 8, bar 16. That's where the listener expects punctuation. And here's the key decision that makes sections feel different fast. In each section, decide what's dry and forward versus wet and distant. Dry equals aggressive and close. Wet equals moody and far away. You can keep the same beat and make it feel like a different chapter just by shifting that balance. Now let's handle intros and outros. In DNB, especially DJ-friendly rollers, your intro needs to be mixable but not dead. A solid intro recipe is 16 to 32 bars. Start with hats, tops, and atmosphere. Bring kick and snare in around bar 9 or bar 17. Keep the bass minimal, either sub only, or heavily filtered reese that's more like a hint than a statement. Here's a fast Ableton trick. Put auto filter on your bass group. Use a low pass. Start the cutoff around 150 to 300 Hz in the intro, then ramp it up toward 1 to 3 kHz as you approach the build. Keep resonance low, like 5 to 15%. You want tension, not a whistling filter tone. Also, automate stereo width tastefully. A beginner-safe move is putting utility on your atmosphere group. In the intro, you can go wider, maybe 80 to 120% depending on the sounds. Then in the drop, pull it back a bit if your bass is already wide. The main warning: keep your sub and kick centered. Wide low end equals messy playback in clubs and on small systems. Now we build tension the dark roller way. Not EDM risers, not giant melodic climbs. Dark tension is subtle pressure. For an 8 to 16 bar build, use moves like temporarily removing low end, gently increasing saturation, adding a tiny snare fill in the last two bars, and opening reverb sends so the space feels like it's expanding. A practical Ableton move: on your drum group, add EQ8 at the end of the chain. Automate a high-pass filter from about 20 Hz up to around 120 Hz over the build. Then snap it back down to 20 Hz right on the drop. That snap back is a real low there it is moment. It's also mix-safe because you're not just turning everything louder, you're changing perceived weight. For bass pressure, use saturator on the bass group. Automate drive from around 2 dB up to 6 dB during the build. Turn soft clip on. Again, subtle. You're building density, not nuking the mix. If you want an optional master move, a gentle glue compressor can help glue the drop, but keep it controlled. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto, and aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction at the drop. If you see it clamping hard, you're not pro, you're just squashing your punch. Now let's solve the big beginner problem: drop A versus drop B. If you copy-paste drop A and do basically nothing, the listener feels it instantly. The fix is simple: change one headline element every 16 bars, not 10 changes. One headline change that's unmistakable, plus small punctuation. Here are safe, effective ways to do it. 1. Bass call and response. In drop A, your bass phrase might answer every two bars. In drop B, make it answer every bar, or add a new mid layer that talks more while the sub stays similar. That's a perfect identity-preserving move. Sub pattern stays, mid rhythm changes. 2. Tops variation, which is the easiest to hear. Keep kick and snare identical, but change hats and percussion. Drop A might be tight closed hats. Drop B might add a shuffly hat loop or an offbeat open hat. In Ableton, you can add the velocity MIDI effect on hats and use random around 10 to 20 to humanize it. It adds life without rewriting the part. 3. A halftime tease for two bars near the end of a phrase, like bars 15 and 16. Mute some hats, let the snare throw into a big reverb tail. Maybe pull the bass mids for a moment, while the sub keeps pulsing. Then slam back into full roll. At 174 BPM, two bars is plenty. It reads huge. 4. Texture swap. This is a signature dark roller move. Drop A has jungle air or vinyl noise. Drop B switches to metallic Reese fizz or a more neuro-ish texture layer. Try redux slightly. Downsample 2 to 6, dry slash wet 5 to 15%. Just to roughen it up. Or auto pan super slow on a texture layer, rate 0.1 to 0.3 Hz, amount 10 to 25%. And again, keep bass mono. Texture can move, sub should not. Now, the moment where your arrangement starts sounding pro: micro mutes and ear candy at phrase ends. Every 8 or 16 bars, do one small punctuation move. Mute the kick for an eighth note or a quarter note right before the snare hits. Or mute bass mids for one beat while the sub stays. Or add a short impact or reverse cymbal, or a tiny snare fill that's more like a nod than a drum solo. In Ableton, a clean workflow is to consolidate a 16-bar drum loop, then add automation lanes. Spike the reverb send on a snare at bar 8 or 16. Add an echo send on a vocal stab at bar 16. If you're working with auto, use fade handles for clean reverses and impacts so you don't get clicks. Teacher tip: these micro moves should not wreck your mix balance. If a section change feels like everything got louder instead of new chapter, trim your groups with utility. Small gain trims keep things controlled so the changes read as arrangement, not accidents. Now the break. A mid-break in a roller should feel intentional, not empty. A simple 16-bar break recipe: keep a filtered version of the drums, usually tops only. Remove bass mids. You can keep sub pulses or a single low drone if you want continuity. Introduce one new atmosphere or vocal one shot so the listener knows we're turning the page. Then ramp back in clearly. First 8 bars atmos and tops, then bring snare back around bars 9 to 12, then tease bass toward bars 13 to 16 with a filter opening. For break drums, a nice stock chain is auto filter high pass around 200 to 600 Hz, a touch of saturator drive around 1 to 3 dB, and utility width around 120 to 160% for tops only. Wider, lighter, airy. Then when the drop hits, you narrow things back and restore weight. Let's talk common mistakes so you can dodge them. Mistake 1. Copy-paste drop with no new information. Fix. Change one headline element every 16 bars. Tops. Base phrase or texture. Pick 1. Mistake 2. Adding too many new sounds at once. Fix. Make changes in 2 to 4 element moves, not 10. If you add 10 things, the listener can't tell what mattered. Mistake 3. Overusing risers and white noise. It kills the dark vibe. Fix. Use reverb throws, filtering, and space changes. Dark DNB tension is about restraint. Mistake 4. No phrase and punctuation. Fix. Every 8 or 16 bars, micromute or throw. Train yourself to look at bar 8 and bar 16 like their punctuation marks. Mistake 5. Wide or messy bass. Fix. Keep sub mono. A classic approach is putting utility on the sub track at 0% width and keeping bass mid separate so you can widen only the parts that are safe to widen. Now a few pro style upgrades you can absolutely use as a beginner. Try less top end equals more menace. Slightly low pass your hats with EQ8, maybe a gentle shelf around 10 to 12 kHz. Suddenly it feels darker and more serious. Use distortion as arrangement automation. Don't just set saturator and forget it. Automate it up into drops, back down in breaks. That's movement without needing new notes. Let atmosphere glue your sections. Keep one consistent room tone, like vinyl air or jungle ambience, across the whole track. Just automate its level and filtering. That continuity makes the whole arrangement feel intentional. And remember, one bar switch ups feel huge at 174 BPM. You don't need long fills. Tiny edits read as big. Now let's do a quick practice exercise to lock this in. Make a 32-bar drop with your main groove. Duplicate it to create drop B. In drop B, change only 3 things: hats or percussion pattern, bass mid phrase or rhythm, and one texture layer. Then add 2 punctuation moves, a reverb throw on snare at bar 16, and a tiny kick mute right before bar 17. Then do a reality check. Bounce a quick rough export, or just loop the transition from drop A into drop B, and ask, can you tell it's the next chapter within 5 seconds? If not, exaggerate the top's difference first. Tops are the fastest thing the ear notices. Then adjust bass mids. Save more FX for last. This audio version is shortened for playback.